Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, May 22nd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkert. Birthdays. Born on this day in 1859, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes. He was asked how he happened to write the Sherlock Holmes stories.
It all annoyed me how in the old-fashioned detective story, the detective always seemed to get at his results either by some sort of lucky chance or a fluke, or else it was quite unexplained how he got there. He got there, but he never gave an explanation how. Well, that didn't seem to me quite playing the game.
May 22nd, 1907, the birthday of Sir Laurence Olivier.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of trouble.
This day in history, in 1992, Johnny Carson hosts The Tonight Show for the final time.
The greatest accolade, though, I think I received today. GE named me Employee of the Month. And God knows that was a dream come true.
3 years ago today, a devastating tornado hit Joplin, Missouri, killing 159 people and destroying 8,000 homes and businesses. Number one on the charts this day in 1970 from the plains of Canada, the Guess Who and American Woman. On the KETR events calendar, Saturday, May 24th, this coming Saturday, the Commerce Church of Christ will have their first annual Dorcas Day. The event will take place in the parking lot of the congregation at 1900 Culver Street from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Dorcas Day is a giveaway rummage event for everyone in the community, consisting of free clothing, furniture, or even household appliances and electronics. No charges, no fees, everything is free. The event is inspired by Dorcas of the New Testament, and you might look at Acts 9:36 for that specific reference. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, whose birthday we observe today. There's nothing more deceptive than an obvious fact. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Caleb Slinkert, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Caleb, I've been following in the paper a couple of stories with interest. One has to do with the tallest building in Greenville, one of the oldest buildings in downtown Greenville, what I call the old First National Bank building, but I think is officially called the Paul Matthews Exchange.
Absolutely.
Building.
Absolutely.
Now, we learned in the Herald Banner Wednesday that one of the bidders on the building has dropped out, leaving one bidder at $3.3 million.
Well, currently, the city council has approved the sale of that building. Now, the city took over that structure about a decade ago, renovated it, and started leasing it to a number of tenants who most of those leases are now up. And so it's now kind of it's operating at a deficit. The city has to subsidize it to the tune of about $270,000 a year. And so obviously they're looking at moving that building to a private company, but it does look like there is some significant interest to own that building and then obviously continue to lease it out to, you know, the current tenants or some new tenants as mm-hmm. well.
What's in that building now, or what organizations have offices in that building now?
Absolutely. There's, well, currently one of the few tenants that they have is the Hunt County Tax Assessor Collector offices out of there. And there are a couple other tenants that I don't know off the top of my head, but there aren't any that are signed to any kind of long-term leases. They don't sign a lease that's going to indicate they're going to be there any longer than another year.
Mm-hmm. Mostly government
Yes,
outfits.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, something associated with either local or state government offices. Absolutely.
Any idea what the prospective buyers might have in mind, other than continuing to use it as an office building and continuing to have those renters?
Nothing that we know of yet. Although obviously, since you're talking about a building that was recently renovated, odds are they're going to keep it at some sort of office. They're going to keep it as office space. That's really what it is intended to be. But it certainly will be interesting to see if when it is sold, what those new tenants are going to, or what that new landlord is going to bring in.
A lot of square footage in that building.
Yes, absolutely.
They did a beautiful job of renovating that building, or really returning it to its original appearance a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they did a great job with it, and it costs a good bit of money, which is what I think was part of the impetus for trying to sell it now.
Right. But it is such an iconic building Greenville.
I mean, absolutely.
It's really important to downtown Greenville that building do well and be occupied and the people who own it be doing well with it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There are some key historic buildings downtown, and that's definitely one of them. And it's very, I think that it was a great idea, initially for the city to go in and renovate that, and hopefully something, somebody comes in and can really make that flourish.
When will they know who they're going to award the bid to, or when will the sale be final, do you think?
Probably, they're going to have to make a decision here pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should see that pretty soon.
Within a few weeks, anyway.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Caleb Slinkard, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Now, there's a couple of other old buildings in Greenville that people who've lived in Greenville for a long time or lived there a long time ago are familiar with, and these are at the corner of Wesley and O'Neill. And people who've been around Greenville a long time would know those as the CB's building, the old CB's, and the Wilhite Candy Building. And those buildings have been sold, I understand.
Yes, there is a company that made a bid of $15,000 that the city council approved, which is lower than the minimum bids they've had in the past. But I think that the city realized that the buildings are in significant, we're talking about two kind of very different issues here, because you have buildings in a significant state of disrepair and differing levels of that. But I think that the city understood that they needed to go ahead and move these properties, and there are a lot of taxing entities that have liens on those, if you will, that need to be satisfied. And so they're not going to get as much money as they were hoping to, but getting that building off of getting that building to somebody who's actually going to develop it and spend some money and make it another, building that can hopefully bring in some tax revenue mm-hmm. for the city is obviously a beneficial thing.
Any idea of what the plans are for those two buildings?
At this point, all we know is that the developer, the purchaser, intends to renovate them and then lease those out to somebody for a commercial or retail purpose. So the company that bought them doesn't intend to use them themselves. They intend to go in and potentially, you could see one of those buildings potentially torn down to create more parking or something along that nature. But I believe the intent is to make sure that one of those buildings is renovated. But at this point, you have a pretty good plot right there, so who knows what they're going to do with it.
A lot of fond memories, I think, for both of those buildings, but probably in particular the CB's building, I think, for people who've been in Greenville a long time.
Absolutely, and I think that, you're talking about a building that has some history and nostalgia, and I think that Greenville residents would be really happy to see something else mm-hmm. come in there, even if it's just, like a retail store or something. It still would be nice to walk in there and maybe, show your kids or grandkids where you ate hamburgers back in the day.
Right. Caleb, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Caleb Slinkard, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.